All right, so from the New York Post, I get this for you to start your day. An audit has found that half of Joe Biden's Twitter followers are fake, which makes perfect sense because so were half of the voters from 2020. They were fake, too. He's allegedly got 22.2 million Twitter followers. That's bogus, according to an audit. And 81 million voters for president, also bogus. Do your math, boys and girls. Thank you for stopping in. BLM, not the Bureau of Land Management, that's the original BLM. Black Lives Matter. How'd they spend their money? Enriching black lives and looking out for black folks? No, not so much. But they did spend $12 million on luxury properties in Los Angeles and Toronto, according to the tax filings. $12 million on luxury properties. Yeah. Let's see. In Canada, they bought a 10,000 square foot downtown property for $6.3 million. It's the former headquarters of the Canadian Communist Party. They didn't even have to change the decorations or the flags. How convenient. Saved money on decorating. What a beautiful thing. All right. On the baby formula front, President Joe Biden says they could have done something if they were mind readers. Which is weird because Health and Human Services Secretary Becerra says the administration has been on top of it since day one of last year. First Biden, then Becerra. Listen to this.
Should you have taken those steps sooner before parents got to these shelves and couldn't find formula?
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have.
From everything I've known, and FDA has kept me apprised of this from last year, we have been moving as quickly as we can.
Oh! Or as Joe Biden saying, Jill! Nice work, Joey. You want a graham cracker now? Oh my gosh, what does that smell? Diaper change! Okay, here's a North Carolina mom, by the way. Says she is scared that this is continuing. The shortage of baby formula is ridiculous. Listen.
It's definitely frightening.
Store to store. Sarah Simpson says she went on quite the search to find formula for her six-month-old daughter.
Yesterday morning, I actually spent about an hour and a half going around town trying to find formula. I went to two Walgreens, two CVS, a Food Lion, an Aldi, and a Walmart before I could find anything.
She says it's a situation she never expected.
It's definitely scary. You know, I feel for others that don't have an hour and a half in their day to run around town to try to find formula. So I am fortunate that I do have some time to do that.
Unbelievable. The whistleblower was in September. The plant was shut down in February. And now they're in a rush because they're mind readers, apparently. 10 weeks. It'll take at least 10 weeks for that formula to start pushing out. Do those children have 10 weeks? Some kids being hospitalized because of the wrong formula being fed out of desperation by parents. That's happening right now in real time right here in your country. Yeah, half of Joe Biden's Twitter followers were fake. Yeah, half of the votes were fake, too. I go back to that. Let's see here. Inflation continues to pound Americans into submission. It's no different in Michigan. They're taking a pounding on the gasoline and everything else. Listen.
Reality of record high gas prices, high inflation, and higher food prices is a trifecta that for most of us is just not sustainable.
The price of everything has went up all the way. It's like I sit back and I talk to all my friends and it's like, they're like, dude, we got to refinance our house just to be able to afford to go to work.
Yeah, just to be able to afford to go to work. Now, at the end of March, your president, vapid Joe Biden, I think I got a touch of gas. Yeah, that's not the kind of gas we're talking about, Joey. Sit up like a big boy. Finish your peas, Joey. At the end of March, vapid Joe Biden said gas prices would be coming down. Way down. And fast. I know you're shocked, but he was an idiot. And is an idiot. And he was wrong. Listen.
That's a really important question, and there's no firm answer to it. But prices already came down. When it was announced ahead of time that Biden was going to release so much and so much energy from so many barrels of oil from the Spro. They're already come down. My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And there's going to be a slight delay because if you go out there and you're a gas station and you purchased X amount of gas at a certain price, you're not going to lower the price of the pump until you're able to get back what you invested.
Yeah, get back. You think we can get back what we invested in this idiot? Ever? Do you? You think we can get back what we invested in this idiot? Vapid Joe Biden? I mean, what a disaster. Just an absolute flat-out disaster. And what about the farmers, man? They're taking it on the chin from every direction. Not just diesel prices, all-time record high, $5.57, the average across America. Over-the-road drivers, farmers, for them it's even worse. It's everything going up. Listen.
Now that the shipping is going insane, all my products are going up in cost almost double.
And that's just one stall in a massive farm business operation.
The trucking rates we have to haul these animals have doubled in the last 6 months. It's just crazy.
Cowtown's market and legendary rodeo are nationally known, but owner Grant Harris says the heart of the operation remains livestock. Beef cattle, bucking horses, 600 animals total. His men planted corn this morning to feed livestock all this winter. It's going to cost a lot to harvest.
We don't know what the all-in costs are going to be until we harvest it. And even the harvesting, because it's based on very expensive farm equipment and diesel fuel, where it's been running about $5,000 to chop 1,000 tons of corn around here the last couple of years. I won't be surprised if it's not pushing $10,000.
Doubled to $10,000. Welcome to Joe Biden's Socialist America, or is it Bernie Sanders that's running the teleprompter? I'm not quite sure. I'll be back in just a moment. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.